How about now, motherfuckers? Son of a bitch, this better fucking work. Testing, testing, anybody there? Motherfucker, man. If you guys are seeing this or not, sound off, let me know. Are you guys seeing me now? I'm changing the link in the website right now. Edit. This is so stupid. This is beyond stupid. Wow. I've never in my entire life been to a slower I mean, you would think so. I'm trying to figure this out, guys. Let me just see. Maybe if I could just turn off some stuff. And then maybe we can get this bitch started. Hopefully. We shall see. Bro, God damn, I'm mad. Some bullshit. All right. Now, I'm closing that shit. Closing that shit. Now I gotta see. Are you guys able to hear me? Are you guys able to see me, hear me? No. Damn it, dude. Can you guys still hear me, though, at least? That's the thing I want to know. Because now I feel like I got to set up my lights and shit. This is some bullshit. But hey, man, this is like some of the trials and tribulations of doing shit on the road and doing shows where, you know, nobody has teeth. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to set up my lights right now. What you know about that, cuz? I really hope you guys can hear me. I'm going to end this one. This one here I'm going to end. I'm getting rid of this bitch. Bye. Okay. All right. Bro. No, I do have Wi-Fi here. There's actual Wi-Fi here. The Wi-Fi is worse than the cell phone service. It's fucking terrible, man. You know, and that's just it is what it is. Like, what I wanted to do is I wanted to do this thing where I wanted to take the term public Yemeni and, like, go to another level with it, where I wanted to, like, go out in public with my phone and then, like, start asking people questions and interviewing people on the street and actually taking the podcast, quote unquote, public. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it looks like I'm in a brothel. You're right, guys. I mean, fuck. It does look like a brothel, you fucking pieces of shits. I'm going to see if I can try to see if I can set up my lights. Maybe I can actually do this thing for real, real. I hope you guys' this week has been good. Mine's been somewhat productive. Getting a lot of things in order. Tracy, you've noticed a bunch of mistakes on my descriptions. That was not my assistant. That was me. My assistant is way better than that. Sometimes I'm a little bit of a mess. When shit like this happens, my ADD kicks in, and then I can't fucking reel certain things together. Whatever, man. We all disabled, I think. I don't know. But you guys can hear me, right? Yeah? Cool. Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm glad this is actually working. Let me see if I can get a light on my stupid face. Look at this, man. Who would have thought that you could have your own studio in a backpack, bro. Where you can, like, I can pull out a tiny little light the size of a fucking cell phone. And it doesn't even need that much power. Look at this, how small these lights are, man. I'm just geeking out right now. I know the fucking audio probably sucks. But yeah, and but look at that, man. Look how bright this shit is. Now you can see my bald spot on my beard. Fucking piece of shit. Bolty, good seeing you, bro. Good hearing from you briefly yesterday. We were texting and stuff. I was really trying to make it into your area. But man, I was driving. It was getting late. It was really, really hard. Damn it, man. I really wanted to go outside and try to, like, talk to people. That's what I was really hoping to do. I was really hoping to do, like, and I think that would be, like, a cool a thing. So I got these Rode wireless mics, and I just ordered a handle for it. So I want to be able to mic myself and then take this out. I'm going to go out and try to have some fun. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. Like, I think that would be fun. Hostels in Sweden would have IKEA beds, no? They would totally have IKEA beds. Yeah, man. If this was a brothel, this is a fancy-ass brothel. You know what I mean? Like, if this is a fucking, with the headboard and shit, like the, you know? Well, a little too fancy for a brothel, man. You know? The way I picture a brothel would be, it would, there'd be no headboard. They wouldn't give you a clothing rack. They wouldn't give a shit about you hanging up your jacket, you know? You're just going to have to throw your jacket on a fucking cum-stained floor. That's just how it works, man. If you're going to pay $30 for blowjobs, what you get? I don't know if that's how much it costs. I have no idea. Yeah. So, I wanted to play a little game. Out there I wanted to, but that didn't fucking happen. It's so weird, man. So, like, right now I'm so fucking pissed off because I don't have the things prepared that I wanted to. Like, I really, really wanted to fucking show you guys some real fun stuff along the way. And now I'm really, really worried about doing anything special with this. Because if I do, it's going to fucking fall apart, you know? But what do you guys think about that? Like, if I took a segment of this podcast and I went out in town, and, like, even, like, in L.A., I'd like to do it out right out in the fucking Venice, man. You meet a lot of crazies out there. You get a lot of fun, I think. I don't know. Like, the one out, because I was driving over here, and I was thinking, you know, Public Yemeni, and I was just like, man, it'd be really nice if there was a segment of it where the Public Yemeni goes public, you know? Public Yemeni in public. Public Yemeni. Some shit. God damn. Neurodivergent, differently abled. Man, technically Tracy's just too fucking smart for me. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, bro. I'm like way too slow for that shit today, man. All I could think of is Pete Davidson's dick is huge, apparently. I just heard about Joe Rogan and Jessica Kirsten talking about how huge his dick is, and I'm just like, man, now I want to see it. I don't want to see dicks. Dicks are the last thing I want to see. But now I'm like, what the fuck, bro? How much bigger is that shit? Yeah, I got me some salt and vinegar chips from Detroit. Now people are asking me which Meyers in Detroit. I went to the one in Allen Park, man. But man, I saw those bags of chips. They was like salt and vinegar chips, 2 for $3, family size bag. Bro, forget my waistline, forget my abs. Besides, I'm here in Wichita right now. Like I said, I'm like super smoking hot out here. Yeah, I feel good about that, you know? Then I also feel bad because then there's nobody that I want to hit on. I need a wife, man. I need me a down-ass girl. Down-ass girl. All right. I want to try to play a game with you guys real quick. So I want you guys to give me an answer any answer. And I want to try to come up with the question to that answer. So any of you motherfuckers want to throw something in the chat, feel free to do so. In the meantime, I want to ask you guys to please, if you're listening to this, follow me on Instagram at Mike from Detroit. You got to spell the whole thing out on Instagram. It seems now that I'm fucking shadow banned on Instagram. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, maybe some of the things that I posted, the algorithm doesn't like so much. I have no idea what it is. But to me, it's like, it's very, very interesting that when people type my name, Mike from Detroit, a bunch of different Mike from Detroit, it's like Mike dot from Detroit dot, or Mike underscore Detroit from 313. And all those guys come up when you search for me. Like if you're following me, I'll come up. But if you're trying to search for me for the first time and you type in Mike from, I won't show up. D-E-T, I still won't show up. R-O-I, all the way up until you finally hit the last T, and then I finally show up. And that's like typical shadow ban shit. And it's sad. So like if you're listening to this shit and you like my stuff, you want to see me flourish, follow me, find me. But now I'm starting to realize, forget all that shit. I got to start moving everybody into and through my website. So MikeFromDetroit.com. That's what I'm going to start pushing, because I'm finding out that I'm pushing Instagram, and Instagram is just pushing people away. They're not even able to find me. So many people would just reach out to me and they would be like, hey, you know, what the fuck? I can't find you. I'm finding all these other Mike from Detroits. And it's just like, you know, if you typed in the whole thing, then I finally come up, which is bullshit. Because people don't expect that. People expect Mike from, and then boom, my shit will just pop up. But, you know, now it's like, oh, the algorithm doesn't like you. You might have done too many Free Palestine videos or whatever the case may be. You might have, like, you don't agree with our, I don't know what it is, man. But it's fascinating, and it pisses me the fuck off. And it makes me now want to start guiding people more towards my website. So I'm going to start beefing up my website. And I think I'm going to create a landing page so that when you go to my website, you instantly have all of the links you need to find me on social media. And I'm just going to start guiding people there. Just find me there, Mike from Detroit on that. Another part of me is like, man, maybe I should just make my Instagram Mike Eshak again. Because it seems that's the best way to find me. But at the same time, now that means I got to like change all of my shit. I got to sit there and like change everything now. I've already been promoting myself as Mike from Detroit. So I don't know. I'm like in a rock and a hard place. You know, I'll post a video on TikTok. It'll get 40,000 views. I'll post the same video on Instagram and it gets 1,000 views. And I'm finding out that Instagram is only sending it out to the people that are following me. It's not sending it out anywhere else. So all the followers I'm getting are just only people in LA, because they're mostly like comics that are fucking following me now. And like it's frustrating. You know, if you don't play the game that the algorithm wants you to play, then you're fucking shut out, which is fucking bullshit, which is why I'm kind of excited that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. At the same time, I'm kind of worried, because you never know, right? I mean, look what happened to Google. Google started off with that term that said, don't be evil, right? That was that part of their slogan. And then look what happened. The motherfuckers just came out being evil as fuck. So to me, it's like, I'm kind of excited with this whole Twitter acquisition from Elon Musk, you know? I'm going to tell you to be honest, man. I know some of you guys that listen to me don't like Trump. Some of you guys that listen to me don't mind Trump. And some of the yous that listen to me love fucking Trump. And I don't give a fuck, because the way we lean politically, it's all fabricated anyway. But my point is that he's off of Twitter, and I thought that was bullshit from an American standpoint. From an American standpoint, freedom of speech, I'm like, yo, that's some fucking bullshit. I don't like this. Then they started shutting him down, and they started shutting other people down. They started shutting credible people in the science and medical fields because they weren't agreeing with the vaccinations. Then they were shutting down all kinds of other reputable people. Yet at the same time, they keep ISIS up. You can still find ISIS on Twitter. I don't know if they can still do it now, but for a long time, that's how it was. It's fucking weird. So, you know, my point is, as Trump was gone from Twitter, and I loved it, man. Me personally, like my feelings, I felt great. Man, I was like, the orange shithead is not there anymore to fucking, you know, make everything toxic. And not to mention, you also got to give credit to the media. The media perpetuated that toxicity. So whenever he was kind of toxic, that was the entire news cycle. And then the media was also on top of it being extra toxic. You know, the media was reporting on Trump the way I wish they would have reported on every other president before him. But they don't. They only did it to him because he was the one that was like, fuck you to the media and fuck you to the, you know, everything, you know. But my point is that this shadow banning and all of this stuff is real. I'm starting to see it. I just met a guy at the print shop when I got new business cards. And the guy wanted to try to find me. And he's like, hey, man, are you this guy, Mike.Detroit.3? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, there's another thing. All these other different Mike from Detroit. I'm Mike from Detroit, one word. So if you type in Mike from, you should fucking start seeing my shit come up. D-E-T. I should come up. But I don't. And that is because I'm fucking banned. So, in the meantime, if you are on Instagram, if you hear this, find me. Add to my numbers. Because nowadays, it's not even about if you're funny in the club and doing jokes. It's about how many people are following you on Instagram. And that's how Big Brother started to fucking get us, is what it seems. So, if it takes the acquisition of Twitter from places like people like Elon Musk, who's quote unquote are saying that they're doing it because they want to foster free speech, and you know, like Elon Musk apparently believes, you know, that, you know, it's bad for democracy to have a public forum, a digital public forum like Twitter, where everyone goes for their news, and then that public forum now is being manipulated and driven to only have specific type of viewpoints. And I agree with him. So my point is that I love the fact that Trump's not on Twitter. My feelings feel so good, right? But fuck my feelings. And that's how we have to look at shit. I don't care how much I hate Trump and how ugh he is to me. Freedom of speech is very important. Just kind of like how the, I believe it was the NAACP back in the day, represented the KKK in a trial because they were being silenced. And the NAACP said, yeah, we don't like having to represent the KKK in this matter, but we understand that if you silence them, then down the road, somebody, if they're in charge or what, then they're going to silence us. So, you know, that was the righteous thing to do. And it seems like we're not doing that shit anymore. So, Mike from Detroit, type in the whole thing, MikeFromDetroit, till you see a fucking my bearded face with the microphone pop up, man, and follow my ass and tell other people to follow me, because screw all that. In the meantime, I want to be beefing up my website, and that way I'm just going to start putting out my videos, MikeFromDetroit.com. MikeFromDetroit.com, follow me, MikeFromDetroit.com. But, yeah, on that note, does anybody have any answers for me? Like, just give me a simple answer. Thank you, Tracy. She found me on Instagram. Now tell me, was it kind of hard to find me? The website is a central point. There you go. It simplifies it for you and us. Yes, you're right, Jason. I'm learning, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning. There's a lot to learn when it comes to this stuff. And the thing is that it's also, it's not easy to, at least for someone like me, it's not easy to just go right ahead and, you know, put so much focus into one thing. I got so many plates that I'm spinning at the same time, and sometimes certain things take up more focus. But it's a slow roll, man. I'm starting to definitely put things. I'm really hoping that when I get back to my apartment, I start figuring out how to and where to set up my damn. Have it all in my apartment. I really want to have this thing set up so I don't have to keep setting it up every time. Because I really want to be able to go live more often. You know, and I was thinking about the whole sleeping with the Yemeni pun, which I really like. And like if I did like another segment where I did a podcast before going to bed, I think that might be like you guys get to like hang out with me during my like nightly ritual. And then I'll just like keep like it'll probably even make me follow the ritual more, you know, like not watch TV or some shit. I don't know, man. Do I do that live? What time do I do that live? I mean, if I do that live, ain't nobody watching that shit except for people waking up in Indonesia or some shit. Anyways, let me read some of these things. How long ago, though? Prior to 9/11, I can't even send perfume to a friend of mine in Canada without it taking weeks to get to her. I agree with Jason Bacon. Yep, I have it all on the Mike Detroit page. Technically, Tracy to Elon Musk is evil, though. So really, it's just like consolidating the evil. Well, I'd like to know how he's evil, to be honest. Ugh. Really. If you know, please let me know, because I don't know. I'm not somebody who knows too much. People be throwing that word around, evil, evil, evil. It's like everyone's fucking evil at this point. The media still hung up on Trump. Oh, yeah, for sure. Agreed. Elon is not the savior that people think he is. He might not be. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know too much about that guy. I'm not really spending that much. But he is doing a lot. You know, he's doing a lot of cool things, I have to say. And I can't help but be behind it. I got to try to figure out how to get this motherfucker back on Facebook, because I'm starting to realize that some of my viewerships went down since Restream decided to keep me off of Facebook. Not me, but Restream stopped broadcasting to Facebook. I also have another Mike from Detroit page, and I'm wondering if I should broadcast to that too, because my second Mike from Detroit page was created after I did a bunch of spoof videos, and I think that the people that follow that are more like gamers and more comedy people. The people that are following this account that I have was part of the old Ed and Mo Show account. So a lot of people that are following this are fans of that, and I love them. And I love having you guys love that show, and I'm really hoping to keep doing more stuff with that. But it does seem like this podcast might suit better being broadcasted at my other channel. It's very, very possible, and I'm not sure. Oh, yes, it was the ACLU. That's right, the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you for the correction in terms of the whole who went to bat for the KKK. There also been the lawyers for Nazis, because they may not agree with what you say, but they will defend your right to say it. Yeah, I'm thinking like sleeping with the Yemeni, like either bedtime stories or I don't know, man. I could couple it with, you know, learning more about getting better sleep, you know, because I love sleep. I really haven't been getting like the best amount of sleep, but I've been going on a journey of trying to get better sleep. And, you know, and then I wonder if it could be both like something that I do at night before winding down, and it could be like bedtime stories, or maybe it's, you know, both that and sex and relationship. Because at first, when I was thinking sleeping with the Yemeni, I was thinking like, oh, that could be a very good podcast for like dating. And I, you know, I love talking about sex and dating, and I love exploring the way women interface with sex as opposed to how men do, right? Because I mean, I'm a heterosexual guy, and I love getting to know what makes women tick, and I'm sure a lot of other men would too. And I'm sure a lot of women would be happy to know that a lot of men are listening and knowing how to find the clit. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Because I would really like to start doing this podcast more. I'm getting in the groove of it. I'm really starting to put more focus into it, trying to see if I can like start scheduling things out even more, like I said before, so we actually are not like very last minute. We kind of know what's happening. And I don't know, man, like that Sleeping with the Yemeni podcast seems like a very, very fun podcast that can revolve around not only sex and relationships, but also getting better sleep, which I'm all about, man. Sleep is everything. And I don't know if you guys know this, but you guys might want to write this stuff down if you guys are having a little bit shitty sleep. Remember when I was talking about those supplements back in the day? Man, are they really helping me right now? Like right now, I'm able to get excellent sleep. And a lot of it are due to these supplements. And I'll say it again. It's magnesium threonate. See, I'm going to type it in the chat. Magnesium threonate. Right? And then it's L-theanine. Okay? And then it's apigenin. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. But the magnesium threonate. I'm going to tell you my whole nightly thing that I think everyone should take right now. I have them here. I love them. And they're fucking great. And maybe I do like a podcast about that because I love supplementation. I love getting good sleep. I love enhancing my health to get better sex and be happy and... So right here, we got apigenin. Apigenin. Very, very good. I take one of these, 50 milligrams. This is a good brand. I found this. Now it's called Now Supplements. You can find it on Amazon, Now Supplements. That's a pretty good brand I've been finding on. They're cheap. They're not expensive. But this is magnesium threonate. And they call it Magteen. M-A-G-T-E-I-N, Magteen. I'll put it in the chat here. T-E-I-N, sorry, T-E-I-N. That's the thing. And then another thing that I'm taking is psyllium husk. Yo, this thing here is a great supplement. This is something that everybody should take, man. Psyllium husk caps. It's fiber. The stuff is so good. We'll type it in here. It's P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M husk. Psyllium husk. It's very good. What this does here is this stuff softens your poop, man. You know, like if you're eating a lot of meat and shit like me, man, sometimes you're not hydrated. And you get that constipation. It's so hard to push that stuff out. I find taking one serving of this while you sleep, man, is everything. They say here to take it like two or three times a day, like three capsules. I've just been taking three capsules at night. So psyllium husk, definitely take that. Okay. And then here's another thing that's amazing is liposomal glutathione. My Lord, is this stuff amazing? This stuff is really good at combating inflammation. And it's been a while since I've taken this. And I've noticed that when I take this before going to bed, my inflammation is much less the next day. Not only that, this has also been known to fucking cure hangovers. As you get older, you get more hungover because of your body's inability to... It's like this process. I was listening to the science talking about how your cells can purge and recreate energy, right? And when you have alcohol, those are like toxins. And when you're younger, the part of your body system to be able to purge those toxins out are very efficient. And a lot of it is because you have a lot of liposomal glutathione in your system. But as you get older, this stuff starts depleting, and that's when you start getting hangovers. So I take 700 milligrams, two capsules of this glutathione every night before I sleep, whether I'm drinking or I'm not. And ever since I've been taking this, I have not been having any crazy hangovers. So this stuff is amazing. And then, like I said, L-theanine. I think I put it in here. Yes, L-theanine. So for the sleeping, I do 400 milligrams of L-theanine. And then I do three capsules. It's about of the psyllium husk, 500 milligrams. No, I'm sorry. For the sleep, I do L-theanine. the magnesium threonate and the epigenin, and that's it. Just these three work in a way that knocks you the fuck out, man. And this type of magnesium is the only type of magnesium that can blast the blood-brain barrier. So, you know, magnesium is really good at calming down things, calming down your nervous system. And most magnesium you get, it's only able to calm down the nervous system. It's not able to penetrate the brain and shut down the executive functioning part of your brain that causes you to think, which causes you to wake up. This bypasses that barrier and goes right into your brain, calms it the hell down. Apigenin is an extract of chamomile. This stuff is amazing. Now it's on Amazon. Before, when I first started talking about this last year, I remember you couldn't find this shit, but now it's on there, and this is, man. And then on top of the L-theanine. So what L-theanine does is a bunch of other things, but in this process, what it's doing is it's helping to make this more slow burn. It'll slow down your body's process of that, so it lasts longer. And man, I'm finding out when I take these three, woo, I get knocked out and I wake up so refreshed. And sometimes I'll be like sleeping only 4 or 5 hours and I wake up so refreshed because the amount of sleep is efficient. And then on top of those three, the glutathione and the psyllium husk. So you see how like I'm into figuring out good sleep and stuff. Also, if you're a side sleeper, I found me a really good bed, a pillow. I found a great pillow. I should probably reach out to these people for a sponsorship. But if you're a side sleeper like me, and someone like me who, like, I have wide shoulders, like, I'm very, like, my bone structure, the way I'm, like, built, it doesn't make sense. You know, I'm, like, 5'8", but then I have, like, a very wide, like stature, like, so like, you know, I'm 5'8", but then I got like the shoulders of someone who's taller than me. And when I sleep on my side, which I do sleep, there's a lot of length from my neck to my shoulder that my shoulder gets squished and then my neck has to twist. And because of that pinched nerve that I had, it hasn't been really comfortable to sleep. But I found a pillow that anybody who's a side sleeper I think should get, man. It's genius, and it's such a simple pillow. It's called the Cube, and that's all it is. It's an ugly-ass pillow. It don't look like nothing like a pillow. It's just a fucking cube. It literally is a fucking square, but it's perfect, especially if you're a side sleeper. Fucking perfect, man. So there's my rant about sleep. I hope you guys are getting good sleep. I hope you guys are getting better sleep. The way I look at it, even if you're getting good sleep, why not take supplements to enhance it even further? Right? And not only that, all of these things are great for you. You know, magnesium is amazing for you. Not only, especially for men. I mean, magnesium is a great supplement for testosterone production. You know, and especially a lot of it is done through calming down your nervous system. It feels really good to get magnesium in you, you know. Jason Biggs, I'm sleeping with the Yemeni, a Yemen version of CBBs? CBBs? What? Of all the mics from Detroit, you were the top choice. Wait a minute. Did it say that? I just followed you on Instagram. It was easy. You were the top choice of mics from Detroit. Yeah, but I think a lot of that is because we're friends. You know? I have your number. Bolty, you know, we follow each other on Facebook. The algorithm knows that we know each other, right? Like, people you follow, I follow, right? There's people from our old unit on Facebook that you follow, that I follow. So the algorithm already knows that we're kind of within the same circle. So as soon as you put it in there, it's going to be banned. Not only that, the algorithm knows you follow Mike from Detroit on Facebook. You comment on that page. And I love you for that, and thank you. But you know what I'm saying? So like for you, yeah, of course I'm gonna be the top choice for you because we're sort of already in that circle. But when I tell new people that every time they're always like, oh, I can't find it, and I'm just like, Dude, so stupid, man. If I lost weight and worked out, I'd look like Johnny Bravo. Jason Bacon says, yes. So the psyllium husk, you take it, you could poop rainbows. Yeah, sure. Gay turds. Older people don't metabolize alcohol the same as young people. Exactly. Nothing happens as efficiently as it used to. Exactly. And that glutathione is the thing that ramps up that production. It actually, you know, makes it as close to you being youthful again, man. Got to take care of ourselves, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can tell how healthy I am by how many erections I have in a month. It's like back in the day, it was just like, how many erections I can have in 3 hours? How many erections I can have in 5 minutes? Now it's like, man, how many did I get this month, bro? Shit's fucking slowing down. The audio of this is going to be going up real soon. If you're listening to this, I am in Wichita, Kansas, where it seems like nobody's out here and the Wi-Fi is non-existent, just like the ladies' butts out here are non-existent. And I'm here till Sunday at the Loony Bin at Wichita, opening for Nick Hoff. It's going to be a good time. Come on out. If you're getting this and you're in the Wichita area, come say hi. Find me online, Mike from Detroit, all one word on all platforms with the exception of Facebook. It's Mike Space from Space Detroit, which I might have to change. I'm not sure yet. And send me a message on there. Hopefully I see it, especially on Instagram. And if you're going to come to the show, hit me up. I might be able to comp you some tickets. Next weekend, so this is the weekend of April 28th. Next weekend, the April, nope, I take that back. Next weekend, May 4th, which is Wednesday, to May 8th, all the way till Sunday, I'm at the other Loony Bin in Tulsa. Come on out, my friends in Tulsa. I got a fan in Tulsa. His name is Rusty. Man, I actually met a guy named Rusty. That's what I love about comedy, man. You meet people. I would have never met a Rusty, bro. I was in the Marines. You think I would have met a Rusty in the Marines? Nope. Had to go to Tulsa and do stand-up and meet a Rusty. Tony Tracy says, potassium vitamin D here. Because I don't go in the sun. Oh, yeah, for sure. Vitamin D is 100%. But listen, this the stuff that I was talking about is literally just for sleep. What I use for sleep, psyllium husk for passing rainbow poops, and liposomal glutathione to reduce inflammation and to have my old ass be able to purge all that alcohol I'm drinking, bro. Happy Ramadan to all my Muslim friends out there listening. I'm not fasting. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just being honest because I think being a good Muslim is to tell the truth. And I'm a very, very good, terrible Muslim who tells the truth. And don't forget metformin. Look at that, Bolty coming through with the knowledge. The knowledge, the metformin. Metformin is also something that I take. I take that for, well, mainly I take it because it has been shown to slow down aging. So I definitely take it to slow down aging. I love slowing down my aging. Anything I can do to stay young, feel young, look young. But yeah, so some people take it because they're either diabetic. Us people like me take it off label. In a smaller dose to extend our life because it's been shown to slow down cell death. It's been shown to strengthen the mitochondria, which also strengthens all of your cells, which slows down cell death, which overall slows down aging, which is really, really, really cool. So I'm taking that also. And then not only that, I'm also finding out that, you know, since I've been taking metformin, I could sort of eat a little extra. You know, I can have a little ice cream here and there and not have it like all of a sudden show on my belly. That's also been a thing. But guys, be careful. Don't take my advice. I would not. Metformin is a prescription drug. It's been known to be a very safe drug. But listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving out any medical advice. I'm just letting you know what it is that I do, and why I'm doing it. And who knows, maybe what I'm doing is a mistake. We might find out later on that, oh shit, that was the worst thing you could have done for yourself, you know? Kind of like how they used to thought cigarettes were good for you. But definitely look into these supplements if you're looking to boost up your sleep, man. I'm so happy. I don't know if you guys remember, man, a few months ago, I was just in a wreck. Was not getting much sleep. I felt like such an old man, you know? Because I was so tired. And with all the traveling was getting to me for the first time. Because I remember a lot of people, oh, traveling, it's so hard when you get older. It's never a problem for me. Then all of a sudden I started having those neck issues a little bit, sleeping issues a little bit. And holy cow. A lot of these things that I've implemented has really helped, and I love it. But I don't know. What do you guys think about sleeping with the Yemeni if I do another podcast? You know? What do you guys think? Do you think that's something would be interesting to listen to? Especially, do you think that it would be something that could revolve around sex and relationships, or it could revolve around bedtime stories and sleeping, or it could revolve around both? I don't know. Guys, you guys are awesome. I'm so happy that I have you guys here every week, because otherwise this would be very sad. And I'm looking forward to growing this thing. I got a lot of work ahead of me, and I appreciate you guys sticking through and being there, even through the technical difficulties and me figuring shit out. I should have just did it on this thing to begin with, man. Now I'm pissed off I didn't do that. I just didn't think that this thing would have worked at all because of how long it took me to load all kinds of pages. But here we are. And I want to thank you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Again, like I said, follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok, Mike from Detroit, all one word. Facebook, Mike from Detroit, all one word. My website, MikeFromDetroit.com, which I need to fucking work on. Yeah. But thank you guys. You guys are awesome. To all my Muslim friends, like technically Tracy says, Ramadan Mubarak. Semper Fi to my buddy Bolty. And guys, take care of yourselves. I'm hoping to maybe go live a lot sooner. I'm going to see if I can get a good... I would love to do it like a on-the-street public Yemeni thing. That would be so dope. But I just got to figure out what app to do it on and stuff. But until next time, my friends. Until next time. I love you. You guys are the best. And please take care of yourselves. Love yourselves. And get laid.
Public Yemeni number one.